Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Barb, Robert, Darian, and Robert, and all of you, dear beloved saints in Jesus Christ. These past few years, Bob struggled with a variety of health issues. As things turned from bad to worse this past January, he shouldered that burden with courage and strength, committing his way unto the Lord and trusting in him. Then, at the exact moment God was ready for him, God took Bob to his eternal rest. No more leukemia, no more sickness, no more sin, no more death. Today, we gather together to celebrate the life and the faith of a husband, a father, a grandfather, a neighbor, a coworker, a brother in Christ named Bob. 73 years, 2 months, and 26 days ago, parents Robert and Dorothy welcomed a bouncing baby boy into this world. And so began the life of a man who, by God's grace, committed his way unto the Lord all the days of his life. When Bob was 8 years old, his parents took him to Emmaus Lutheran Church in Chicago, where he was baptized into our Lord's death and resurrection. In that water, connected with God's word, Bob became a child of God, was forgiven all of his sins, received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and was given the strength to live his life as a labor of love to both God and those God placed around him. Bob was later confirmed in that exact same church, where his pastor gave him the following verse as his confirmation verse: "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Psalm 37, verse 5. In many and various ways, commitment was part and parcel of who Bob was. He was committed to this country, serving in the United States Air Force. He was committed to hard work, serving as a dockman and a forklift operator. He was committed to a whole variety of veterans' organizations. He was committed to the thrill and adventure of scouting. He was committed to this congregation, singing in the choir, serving as an elder, copying countless of bulletins for years and years on end. One of my favorite memories of Bob was over in Bible study, where he was regularly. Whenever the topic came up, one thing that I know many of you members will remember him saying was just how salvation worked. It went something like this: "We do not do good works to be saved, but we do good works because we are saved." That was one of many things that he would often add to the class as he eagerly learned God's word and joined the discussion. Bob's commitment found an even deeper reality when it came to family. He and Barb met at an American Legion program in 1969. The following year, our Lord joined them together in holy matrimony and blessed them with more than 49 years of life together as husband and wife. Each was committed to love, honor, and cherish each other in good times and bad, in sickness and in health, as long as God gave them in this life. Bob's commitment also extended to you, Robert. Your dad did everything he could to provide you with what's truly important: faith in Christ, a loving home, and countless memories. And that love he had for you, Robert, he extended to you, Darian, and also to you, Robert. All of that being said, it is impossible to tell you Bob's story without also telling you the story of Bob's Savior. That's because Bob drew his strength, his rock-solid faith, his attitude of commitment from our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no greater example of commitment in all of world history than Jesus Christ, God's only Son. He left his throne in heaven, humbled himself to be born of a virgin, took our sins upon himself, and went to the cross to save this rebellious world. Bob's confirmation verse regarding commitment and trust: commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That verse finds its fulfillment and its foundation in the commitment of Jesus Christ on the cross and the trust he had in his Father that he so beautifully demonstrated there. After paying the penalty in full for our sins, Jesus exclaimed, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Friends, do you see Jesus' commitment to do everything necessary to make you right with God? By God's grace, Bob committed his way to the Lord because the Lord had first committed his way to taking away Bob's sins. Bob trusted in the Lord because Jesus first won his salvation and opened up paradise for him. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. There on the cross, Jesus committed his way to the Father, trusting in him and the promised resurrection on the third day. And sure enough, the Father brought it to pass. Jesus was raised up a living Savior, a victorious Savior, a life-giving Savior. And ever since Jesus won our victory that day over sin, death, and hell, he has been extending this gracious invitation to sinners. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. By God's grace, Bob found his rest in Jesus Christ. Because God's law taught him to know the weight of our sin, Bob owned up to his sins, his faults, his shortcomings. The Spirit moved him to confess that daily and to look to his Savior for the rest that his soul so desperately needed. In faith, Bob looked to this Lamb of God who was committed to taking away our sin on the cross. Cast all your cares on the Lord, Bob did, because the Lord cared for him. Bob was not disappointed, for Jesus always does what he says. Jesus gave Bob the rest that he needed over and over again in his holy word and in his precious body and blood in the sacrament. What's more, Bob took Jesus' yoke upon him and learned from him. The yoke of Jesus, dear friends, is the cross that we bear as his children. Jesus provided Bob with a firm faith, strength to bear that cross, and the commitment necessary to love and serve others in Jesus' name. It is, as the psalmist writes, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." Barb, Bob loved you very much, and he thanked God every day for all those days that God gave the two of you. But as you well know, he is now in a far better place, at rest in the arms of his Savior. You miss him dearly. You miss his voice, his laugh. You miss his smile, his corny jokes sometimes. In the months ahead, you may even become heavy laden under the crushing weight of loneliness and sadness. So here again, our Lord's invitation to you: commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The same commitment our Lord Jesus had for Bob, he also has for you. Never forget that, dear Barb. The same is true of each one of you, whatever your name may be. You all know the crushing weight of sin in this life and the brokenness of this world that we live in. You know how you labor and are heavy laden with weaknesses, frailties, and shortcomings. Know that Jesus' invitation is for you, too. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Trust is letting go of the reins. Trust is filling your ears with God's words and promises, not knowing what today or tomorrow holds, but simply clinging in faith to the God who loves you, the God who has given you all things in Jesus Christ. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Let the Lord do the heavy lifting, dear Christian friends. It is Jesus' commitment to win your salvation, to win Bob's salvation, that we celebrate this day, because this same Jesus, risen triumphantly from the dead, won Bob's salvation, called Bob to be his own child, kept Bob steadfast in the one true faith, and finally brought Bob to his heavenly home. Follow Bob's lead and commit your way unto the Lord. Commit your ears to hearing God's word. Commit your mouth to partaking of Christ's body and blood. Commit your heart and mind to heavenly desires. And commit your hands to serving your neighbor in love. Through it all, your crucified and risen Savior continually calls out to you, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." With that invitation, he also gives you this promise. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. For bringing to pass Bob's eternal rest, we thank and praise our Savior this day. Bob is home at last. Welcome home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.